The BOE's actions to widen its gilt buying program has been both comforting and unsettling for financial markets. Comforting because it arguably provides temporary stability to the bond market while removing systemic risk. Unsettling because it could open the door to more needed action at a time where central banks don't really have the flexibility to be moving in this direction on account of surging inflation. Meanwhile, the Fed keeps communicating a different message and has been moving in the opposite direction as it keeps with its higher for longer policy track. And the bigger worry here is that what's going on at the BOE is something that could easily extend to the ECB and other central banks, only making the disconnect between these central banks and the Fed that much more striking. BOE Bailey warning of serious risk to UK financial stability has not done anything to calm investor nerves either. Meanwhile, the IMF has gone ahead and downgraded global growth forecasts, warning the worst is still yet to come. All things considered, financial markets have held up relatively well in the face of this, though stocks remain under pressure off yearly lows and the US dollar remains firmly in the driver's seat. Key standouts on today's calendar come from UK GDP, construction output, balance of trade and industrial production, U.S. producer prices, an ECB Lagarde speech, and the Fed minutes late in the day. That's all for now.